tree.
To South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, is written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Talk about living the more life. It's the abundant life.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life. For who?
Sheep.
Why? So we can have life. Abundant. As we break bread, we're going to celebrate that. That God so loved, God the Father so loved, that He gave His Son life in exchange for our lives, that we might have life and have it to the full. That's what abundance is. More abundantly, to the full. Psalm 92. Now you're going to know this psalm. It's an awesome scripture, Psalm 92. And I'm going to start with verse 12. This scripture has always jumped out to me because we have a Palm City here. Right? The radio station is in Palm City. We have a Palm City. But if you ever make it to Jericho, I don't know if any of you have been there, but if you go to Jericho and you go to the spring that God opened up so the prophet had water to drink, there's a spring right outside of Jericho. It's still there. It still is giving a little water. But when you're at Jericho, if you look at the plaza that's right across from the ruins, the plaza is called Palm City. And there's a reason for that. Because of the spring that God put there, there was water, and right in the middle of all this arid ground, there are palm trees growing. Actually, they're date palms. They're gorgeous. So when you read this psalm, I know when I read this, and then one day I'm standing there, I'm like, this is awesome. Israel has a palm city. And then Israel has palms. And then I'm reading this psalm, and it says, the righteous. Who's righteous in here? Jesus in your life?
Yes.
Then say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not because of what you did, because of what He did and does. The righteous. The righteous will... I wanted you to say it. I like that word. That almost sounds like the more life, the abundant life. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Where's one of our tie on bowls? Anyone have a tie on bowl? Oh, here's one right here. You know what's right there? The scripture. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Somebody said something to me about, who ever thought of that silly thing? Hey, don't call my relationship with the Father a silly thing. The Father says that I'm righteous, that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Now that's two different trees. A palm tree versus a cedar. But look at this. Planted where? In the house of the Lord. They, who is they? Say the righteous. And you can say, that's me. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Means you're not going to be a dumpy disciple. Dumpy disciples, right? We're just bearing it by. We're just barely, we're praying we make it in, brother. We're believing God. Maybe by the, forgive me, skin of my teeth. No! 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 The righteous, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Do you know that God's plan was that Israel would be so blessed that all the Gentile nations would say, how do we get what you got? I mean, God looks at the heart, but men look at what? The outside, right? They look at the outside. God's plan was that that Israel would be a nation that would be the priest to the world, that the world would look at them and say, how do you get so blessed? Why is it that your crops always produce? Why is it that your cattle produce? Why is it that your wild animals are not wild? Why is it that your families are full of children? Why is it that the plague doesn't have authority in your land? Why is it that you are sort of blessed financially? You always have resources to lend. You're never borrowing. Well, I guess it's sort of like being the head and not the tail. How did you get this way? How did this happen? The heathens are the asking. How do you live the more life? The blessed life. It's on staff with Pastor Rick Kendall for years at Victory Assembly. He had a program called Victory High Life. I kind of like that. Because when you're walking with Jesus, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. When you're walking in victory with Jesus, you are living the high life.
Some of you look at me like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I do. This is not religion to me. This is who my Father is. This is my birthright. I've been adopted into a new family. I'm not in the family on the way to destruction anymore, Dylan. I'm a new creation. How about you?
Some of you are thinking, I don't know where this is going. I'm going right back to work.
They will flourish in the courts of our God, and they will still bear fruit. Are you serious, God? You mean this thing with Abraham and Sarah just starting their family in their 90s and pushing 100? Are you serious, God? Are you serious that a guy 80 years old who's still trying to figure out who's on him first and, you know, and God saying, I'm calling you, go to the Pharaoh, lead him. Are you serious, God, at 80 years old you can use somebody to do something that changes history forever? God, are you serious that you actually may have been preparing me my whole life, equipping me so that right now I can step into the highest calling that I could not ever even imagine before in my life? God, are you serious? Are you possibly saying that above and beyond, greater than what I can ever ask or think, that maybe God still has vision, God has opportunities, God has victories to be won and battles to be fought? I think so. No, I know so. I know so. They will still bear fruit in old age. And they're not going to be crinkled and shriveled up. When I go in looking for produce, I'm not looking for that shrivelly old stuff. Now, I remember going to the day-old bread store. That's one thing. But when I'm looking for produce, and I'm going to pay as much for the apple with the bruise in the side as the one that looks good, I'm going to get the best that's there. God is saying something that the righteous, comparatively, are going to be available to be the best of the best of the best. What is he saying? They will stay fresh and green. Audrey Richard. Boy, she was a character. Right, honey? Woo, she was a character. I grew Richie when she introduced herself to me. She was like a walking junkyard. She had back braces, leg braces, crutches, this, that, neck braces. She had surgeries, cancerous in her teens, and she was like in her 70s or close to 80. And when she walked along, it made a lot of noise. There was only one thing louder. It was her mouth. And she was opinionated. And she didn't mind telling you her opinion. And I'm so glad she's with Jesus or I can never tell this story. And we're getting ready to dig footers on Central Parkway. And Audrey came to me, Sunshine, Audrey came to me and said, I'm going to help you dig footers. I said, thank you very much. Don't you say thank you very much. Well, what's wrong with that? I'm saying thank you very much. I'm going to help you dig footers on the new church. Guess who helped me dig footers on the new church? She came out with a spade. The ground, they had rolled it. It was coquina rock. It's what they use under roads to stabilize the road. It was hard as a rock. She came out with her spade, and I remember saying, Audrey, you can't do this. She said, don't you dare tell me I'm a child of God. Don't you tell me what I can't do. God is the only one that sets limits on me. This lady, I could have picked her up in one hand, I believe. And she came out and chiseled away and helped us dig those footers. And then there was another lady that came along. Her name was Pauline. Pauline said, Pastor, I'm going to finish the concrete. That's exactly what I did. I laughed. She said, don't you laugh at me, Pastor. I love to finish concrete. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have like 10 truckloads, and they're going to dump like 100 yards of concrete. And you like to finish concrete. Yep, I like to finish concrete. She said, what's the next project? I said, well, we have a shed we have to put up. And the shed, we're going to store our tools in it. And so we don't have to rent something. We're going to build it, and we're going to put a concrete slab in for it. And so she said, I want to start with finishing that so you can see that I know what I'm doing. Here came Pauline. She had her masons bags. They were full of high quality, well-used tools. And she came out and said, what you can't do with the jukes and with the big, your big trowel, I will do by hand. And she was down on her knees finishing out that floor, and she did it just like I do. And I realized something. We limit ourselves too often. And we decide based upon our flesh and our feelings what we're able to do instead of trusting God. Well, hallelujah. I meant to get into the message today. Maybe next time. God willing. We didn't really get to talk about this too much, but Usher shared the communion elements. We're going to break bread. The palm tree, the date palm tree, you go to Israel and you head north or head south, you head into the wilderness areas, you will find that today there are groves of these date palms. And it's amazing. I mean, they're beautiful. They're huge. The palm tree is a picture of what God can produce out of dry, dusty sand. It grows straight. It does not receive its nourishment from the dry soil, but it shoots its little roots down deep and pulls water where there appears to be no water, and it produces an awesome harvest. Did you know that a date palm could produce 300 pounds of dates a year? And did you know that they live to be very old? And right up until they can be very old. And what I found is that even when they are 100 years old, they still are producing up to 300 pounds of dates. So, maybe some would only live to be 30 years old, but some would live to be 100 years old. It's a picture. It's a picture. When the Word says this, when God says this, Israel understood it. They had seen it in the wilderness. And God wants us to get this picture that in the midst of a dry year, a politically challenging year, a year when finances, political things, health issues, relationship issues, maybe very dry, that God is the God that says to you, my righteous ones, you're going to be like a palm tree, and it may be dry all around you, but you can see it for miles out. You'll see that tree standing tall right out of the dust and the dirt, standing tall, bearing fruit. God says that's who you are. And the cedar of Lebanon, those massive trees, they live to be hundreds of years old, those cedar trees. This cedar was exported. It was in such demand. And it was brought into the temple. It was used in the temple. It was used as a paneling in the temple. It was beautiful. It was fragrant. From these huge, tall, massive trees that live very long time. So you have a picture out in the desert. God says the righteous will be like a palm that stands in the driest place and bears fruit unto old age. But you'll also be covering the walls, the adorning in the place where my people gather. You will be like the cedar of Lebanon that will be beautiful, enduring, that will give forth a holy fragrance. The righteous will stand in the wilderness and will adorn the house of God. Ah. God. This is who you are. It's who you are. That's who I am. That's who I am. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we exalt you in the depth of your name. Father, we praise you. We lift up our eyes. Lift up our hands to you, God. Father, we won't let the rocks shout for us. We will lifting the name of our God. I will worship. With all my heart, I will worship you, God. I call upon your presence. I welcome your Holy Spirit. God, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, Lord. I stand in your presence. Standing in your presence, Lord, in the sit-down generation, we will stand in your presence, God. We lift up our voices. We will lift up our voices. The enemy will not outshout us. We will not live in fear of man or circumstances or armies or diseases. We will not live in fear. Amen. We will not bow our knee to Baal. We will not bow our knee to earthly kingdoms. We will not bow our knee to the thrones of this world. We will not bow. We will not bend. We will not surrender to no one but you, God. And to you alone do we give our life and our allegiance. We worship you, Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. To him who reigns on the throne. Glory and honor and grace, majesty to your name, O God. Salvation is in your name. You have redeemed us. You have purchased us. We are God's property, set apart from death and destruction and the devil, and set apart of the life and resurrection power and favor. Thank you, Father, that you have redeemed us. Call us out from under the table. Mephibosheth, he's down crippled. He's on the ground. He's eating the crumbs. He's down on his knees. And the king calls, come up and sit at the table. Oh, Father, today we hear your call, your invitation. Come and sit at my table. As oft as you do this in remembrance of me. As oft as you do this, remember the Egypt you lived in. Remember the lostness. Remember the sleepless night. Remember the destruction. Remember that I broke the darkness and came into your life. Remember, as oft as you do this in remembrance of me. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Father, more important than anything else in all the world is that we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, that we not leave your presence, that you take not your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. Create in us clean hearts, pure hands, Lord, that we might be acceptable in your sight. Lord, that our offering of praise would be acceptable before you, O God. Oh, Father, in the midst of the darkness, there is the shout, there's a praise, there's worship. It's being raised up to our God. Amen. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. You need a little of that? You say, Lord, I need a little of that. Restore my soul. You need a little healing? Lord, I'm ready for that. I'm in your presence. Receive. Believe. Receive. A little dry. Rain. It's falling. It's falling. It's falling. The rain of the Spirit. It's falling. Mighty God. Oh, we enjoy your presence, Father. We enjoy your presence, Father. Enjoy your presence.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.
Oh, my life. every breath, God, that I'm able. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness.
blood has set us free.
We all agree
that there's no other name above the name of Jesus.
We all agree
that he's our soon coming King. Hey,
oh,
the only Lord, the only God, we proclaim to thee that
God, who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
That the Lord's mercies are great, and his compassions fail not. Every morning they are renewed. Hallelujah. So come on, clap your hands in victory, knowing that the faithfulness of God is greater than we can ever imagine.
Praise your faithfulness, your everlasting love.
Unending faithfulness.
With grace and compassion,
great
is your faithfulness.
That's it.
Oh, praise the God of Calvary.
the deep panteth for. The water is so my soul thirst after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and long to worship thee. And as the deep panteth for the water, so my soul thirsts after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Does my spirit yield? You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deep panteth for the water, so my soul thirsts after thee. Does my spirit need you alone? Are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Does my spirit yield? You alone know my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my heart's desire.